addressing a news conference at his Southern home this afternoon, Tsvangirai said conditions on the ground are not at all suitable for talks with President Robert Mugabe about forming a national unity or transitional government as urged by the African Union this week. Tsvangirai said his movement for democratic change is still seeing its members targeted by state-sponsored violence, particularly in Manicaland province. He said more than 500 MDC supporters were evicted from their homes just one day after Friday's presidential runoff vote and are seeking refuge at the opposition formation's offices in Mutare. He said many of those seeking refuge have needed medical treatment for injuries, often serious. He says ZANU-PF must stop brutalizing opposition members before any talks can be held. Referring to the resolution by the African heads of state at the African Union summit, which ended late Tuesday, Tsvangirai said the MDC acknowledges the concern some African leaders expressed. He also thanked the election observers of the Pan-African Parliament, the Southern African Development Community, and the African Union for challenging the legitimacy of Friday's vote. But Tsvangirai expressed concern that the AU resolution calling for a unity government did not address issues raised by the observers.
The resolution endorses the concept of a government of national unity without acknowledging that the MDC, as the winner of the last credible election in 29 March, should be recognized as the legitimate government of Zimbabwe. A GNU does not address the problems facing Zimbabwe or acknowledge the will of the Zimbabwean people.
Tsvangirai dismissed the report by the state-run Herald newspaper that the MDC was in talks with ZANU-PF. He said unity was out of the question and the MDC prefers a transitional process which would allow for a constitutional overhaul followed by another election. He said such a transition would allow for the de-ZANUization of state institutions. Tsvangirai reiterated MDC reservations about the mediation process led by South African President Thabo Mbeki, saying the process required a full-time representative of the African Union.
It is our position that unless the mediation team is expanded to include at least one permanent representative from the African Union and the mediation mechanism is changed, no meaningful progress can be made towards resolving the Zimbabwean crisis.
He made clear the MDC would not let itself be followed up by ZANU-PF as what happened to the Zimbabwe African People's Union or ZAPU after the 1987 unity accord between the Liberation Parties. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Sylvia Manika.